Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wagon Enterprises and NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovinelli, today we're going to take a look at the league realignment, if the league resumes this year. We'll take a look at our favorite things about baseball, and we're going to have a movie review about the movie Goon. So without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production.
Enhancing your New York sports experience.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance on.
So, I want to start with the fact that we didn't have an episode for a little while, and it is...
We did have an episode.
It is 100%...
It was recorded.
It's 100% Tim's fault, because he didn't edit it in time.
Austin, if you want to hand over editing duties to me, I'll take them, but...
No, I want the
come with the driver's seat.
No, I want the podcast to be good, so I'm not going to do that. But we ended the episode, right? And after we end every episode, I eat, and then I come back and I edit, right? So I go to eat, and then I come back, but I had homework. So I did the homework, and then I went to bed, and I was like, oh, I'll do it in the morning. And then I didn't do it in the morning, completely forgot about it. So that was Thursday, right? And then we had the idea we weren't going to be able to film on Easter. So Tim said, wait until Sunday. So that's what I was doing. I was going to wait till Sunday. Sunday comes. I didn't even know it was Easter. Like, until about 7:30 p.m., I called my brother, and he goes, did you not wish Mom a happy Easter? And I go, I didn't even know it was Easter. And he goes, so you're telling me you wished no one a happy Easter? I go, no one wished me it either. So, that was Easter. I played a lot of Club Penguin on Easter. I've been grinding Club Penguin.
See, I was going to say the reason you didn't post the episode is because you were playing Club Penguin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, Tim, let's put it out in the world that right now you sound like trash. And
I guess so.
I just want everyone listening to know that we know that. Maybe it'll improve in future episodes, but I mean, the less we hear of Tim, probably the better, right? So.
Toxic.
I know. I know he is.
Not me. I'm not toxic.
Oh, also.
You, Austin, that's what he meant.
Also, with this little time off, I officially got accepted to a school I never got to visit, which is fun and horrifying at the same time. So that's what I've been
up to. Sounds like fun.
What have you guys done? How's your Easter?
Well, my Easter is this coming Sunday because I'm Greek Orthodox. So my last Sunday, it was pretty good. I did homework. Played MLB The Show. That was about it.
Tim, how was your Easter?
I think Tim's having technical difficulties.
Cool. Okay. Let's move on to Austin's movie review. This was Nick's movie's choice, and he chose Goon. And I was... Okay, fun fact is I watched this while in class on, like, a Zoom call.
It's nice.
Yeah. Another fun fact, this morning I had a Zoom call at 9:30 in the morning, and I didn't
for
fall asleep. Yeah, I didn't fall asleep until, like, 4 last night, or technically in the morning. So
solid.
I woke up so tired, I put the Zoom call on, and I fell asleep during it. I slept through the whole thing.
Muted?
My mic and my camera were off, yeah.
Oh, that's easy then. That's light.
Yeah, so I slept through the whole thing Luckily, he records the lectures, so I get to, I'm going to have to rewatch it. But, yeah, so I watched Goon, and it was thoroughly enjoyable.
Nice.
It was funny. I enjoyed what was going on. It wasn't a long movie. It was only like an hour and a half.
It was like an hour and a half, yeah.
So it's like a nice, quick movie. The ending kind of bugged me, though, not going to lie. I wanted him to end up like a big hero holding a championship trophy.
He did end a hero.
Yeah, he beat the fella up, but after he beat him up, he stabbed his leg like during the fight, so he was out.
Yeah, because remember the game before when he was stopping all the pucks, they stepped on him.
Yeah. So. And the end, that wasn't even the championship game. It was. To get just into to make the playoffs. So I was like, we could be a little better than that, right? But this movie was based off of a true story. So I guess, like, you can't lie too much.
Yeah, you gotta. That's probably what happened.
Maybe it was like, you know, I have a hard time believing that the guy was kept getting stepped on and bashed in the face a bunch. Maybe. I don't know. But, so, one movie I did see over this break was it's called Pride of the Yankees.
Wait, one second. What would you give Goon out of 10? What's your rating?
Goon? It wasn't as good as Moana.
Yeah, it's not that this is a good movie.
It's a just fun like, watch.
Yeah, you're not going to sit down and be like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, so, like, it was enjoyable. I'd give it, like, a 5.4.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, like, watch it. Like, you'll have fun. It's not long.
If you got an hour and a half to spend, you can watch this movie.
Yeah, and I bet a bunch of you have an hour and a half to spend right now.
Yeah. I'd give it, like, a 7.5, just because it's one of my favorite movies, but if... like an unbiased, purely based on what the movie was, it'd probably be like 5.6-ish.
Yeah. So, speaking about based on true stories, there was a movie that a professor wanted me to watch. It was Pride of the Yankees. So I watched that, and it was a good movie. It's basically a biography on Lou Gehrig. And Babe Ruth's actually in it, which shocked me, and I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Because it was actually Babe Ruth, and it was just cool to see him. But what bugged, like what ruined the movie for me, was they altered his speech.
Ew.
Like, that's the one thing that you don't alter.
Yeah, it's, come on, that's so, I haven't even seen this movie and it upsets me.
And it's a long
movie. I should watch this movie.
It's like 2.5 hours long. And I'm watching this 2.5 hour long movie. And it's a good movie. And at the end, they destroy it. Like, everything that they worked for, they crushed it. First of all, I believe in real life, the speech happened in center field, right? I think that's where. I think it happened in center field.
I think.
Or the outfield. This happened.
I'll be Googling that now.
They had it happen in the infield by home plate.
This doesn't sound like Goon.
No, this isn't Goon. We discussed Goon already.
What score did you give it?
I gave it a 5.4.
Oh, wow. I did not like it that much.
I thought it was a fun, just watchable movie.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was very fun. I did not like the main character. He was too stupid.
I love the main character.
You didn't like Doug Glatt?
How do you not?
I did not.
You also, didn't he like got his Doug ass the beat. Thug?
He got his ass beat by, what's his name?
Ross the Boss. But he won the fight. He knocked him out.
I guess.
So, I was talking about Pride of the Yankees, which was, it's a movie that's basically a biography on Lou Gehrig.
Uh-huh.
But what ruined it for me was they altered the speech at the end. Like, the one thing that you shouldn't alter in the Lou Gehrig movie is the speech.
Maybe they had to?
I don't know. They were licensed by the Yankees. Babe Ruth was in it.
Wait, so, actually Babe Ruth?
Yeah, like actually Babe Ruth. It's an old movie.
Oh, cool.
But at the end, so first of all, it ends with, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. It ends with that. Which is not how it happens. It doesn't end with that. That's like one of the first things he says.
Why don't we watch this for our next movie review?
No, I'm not watching it again. Dear God, no. It's such a long movie. And it's a 2.5 hour movie, and they ruin it at the end for me. Completely.
What are we
it.
Watching?
You're it, up. It is my turn. We are going to be watching Onward.
Ugh. Good movie.
So excited. You've seen it?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's pretty good.
Austin, why do we keep watching Disney movies?
Because you guys pick the Nick usually picks a comedy. Then
Moneyball isn't a comedy.
Oh, you picked Moneyball. You're right. Tim, you usually pick comedies, don't you?
Comedies and sports movies, yes.
Who picked The Natural?
Tim. But he also picked Semi-Pro.
Yeah, and I didn't watch Semi-Pro.
Upsetting.
Hell.
We're going to watch dude. Onward. It's going to be fun and enjoyable. I'm very excited for it. But with the pride of the Yankees, I mean, watch it if you guys want to. It's a very old movie. So it's questionable for me. Why change the speech? But anyway, moving on from that. I'd give that movie, that this impromptu little review of it, I'd give that movie like a 4.43. Oof. Like, wow. it's a solid movie up until that point, but it crushed me.
What would you give it before they ruined the speech?
Like a 6.3. It knocks it down a whole two numbers. Yeah, so moving on from that, the MLB has been talking about league realignments for when they come back. And I want to go over the divisions, but one question I have that maybe you guys have the answer to, but probably not, is the league hopes to end up this season in home stadiums. If they were to somehow be able to do that, which probably not, but if they were able to do that this year, would the divisions just stay this like these weird divisions?
Yeah, I don't think you could. I don't think you could go back to the normal ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stick at least. You just can't change divisions in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
It would screw over like the Indians. The Indians would be playing on the West Coast most of the year. And the Cubs too.
Yeah. But so here's the divisions. The Cactus League, it's the Cactus and the Grapefruit. So the Cactus North,
there you go.
Northwest League would be the Brewers, the Padres, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Royals.
Brewers dub.
Yeah, that's a Brewers dub. The West in the Cactus League would be the Dodgers, the White Sox, the Reds, the Indians, and the Angels.
That's Los Doyers.
It would also it'd be kind of cool seeing the Angels and the Dodgers in the same league.
That'd be sweet.
And the Northeast would be the Cubs, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the A's.
That would be an exciting division.
It would. The Grapefruit. The East would be the Nationals, the Astros. That's crazy in the same division. The Mets, the Cardinals, and the Marlins.
That's the biggest L for the Mets I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Just stick them in the toughest, one of the toughest divisions.
The South would be the Red Sox, the Twins, the Braves, the Rays, and the Orioles. That's a sneaky good one, too, with the Twins, the Braves, and the Rays.
Yeah.
That's a good division.
I'd say that's either a Rays or Braves division.
And then the North would be the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, the Pirates.
That biggest is Yankees dub the I've ever Yankees seen, dub baby. Ever.
That'd be cool. Oh,
the only
I was gonna say it'd be fun to play at PNC Park, but it's not. It wouldn't be there.
And if we finish in home stadiums, then it would be.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Phillies would be our biggest competition there. But I mean, we beat the Phillies.
I think the Blue Jays are gonna be good this year.
I don't think they're going to be as good as us, though. I don't think they're going to be on, like,
oh,
this.
No.
If we're talking, like, tiers, like, obviously, we're top tier. I'd say they're maybe tier three.
I think they're better than the Phillies.
I don't think they're better than the Phillies.
I think it would be Yankees, then Phillies, Blue Jays tied for second, and then we just see how this all plays out.
And then Detroit last.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, Detroit went from, obviously they were going to be last no matter what, but it got even worse for them.
Well.
Yeah, they might not come in last. They could be better than Pittsburgh.
I don't know if they could.
I don't think so.
No, Pittsburgh is going to be god-awful this year.
No, but Detroit is going to be.
Yeah, but like Detroit's going to be worse. It's a bad time to be a Detroit sports fan.
It is.
I don't know how the Lions are doing. Are they bad
what
too?
Would be the, they're okay. What's the World Series matchup you want to see?
Well, it Ooh. Couldn't be. If it goes this way, it couldn't be. It could still be Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah.
Which was like the favorite before that. But like, there's some teams that. It's interesting because like, do the Nationals beat out the Astros? Before we even have to face them.
Yeah, I don't even know. The Astros fighting for a wild card spot? That's nuts.
This is tough.
Yeah, this is going to be insane if this happens.
I would love to see it, just for one year.
I think the Cubs could make a sneaky run to the World Series with these divisions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who?
The Cubs. Very sneaky run to the World Series.
I think the A's could do it.
True.
The big teams I see here that I think could make a World Series with this are Cubs, Rockies, Dodgers, and Brewers.
I was going to say the same thing. The Rockies and the Diamondbacks are going to be good this year, too. I think the Diamondbacks should make a World Series in this.
Like, my next tier would be Diamondbacks, Indians. Out of the Cactus
Indians
League.
Worry me all the time. I would never bet on the Indians.
That's why they're my second tier.
I didn't even think the Indians were good when they were good. Like, I can't trust the Indians.
Yeah,
Indians.
Same. Like, I didn't.
They blew two leads.
I wasn't nearly that worried when we initially, like, when we got paired up against them in 2017. Obviously, I got worried when we went down 2-0. But previous to that. Like, when we got matched up, I wasn't even.
Guys.
I mean, Greg Bird killed them.
Do you remember 2016 when the Indians had a 3-1 lead in the World Series?
I did.
I do remember that.
And do you also remember when they had a 2-0 lead in the ALDS against the Yankees in 2017?
I do remember that. Do you remember that Jose Ramirez tweet?
Ha!
One of my favorites.
So, you know, the Indians are Class A bottlers. They're master choke artists.
They're the Capitals before the Capitals won.
This is true. But the Indians are still that.
Yeah, they haven't broke it.
Didn't they have a lead in the AL Central last year?
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah.
Man, you hate to see it. You really do. But okay. I don't really care at the same time.
Speaking about the Dodgers.
San Diego might win that division. The Northwest.
I don't know if they could beat the Brewers. But they could go for a run at it.
Brewers got worse this year.
They don't really have pitching. Still.
Yeah, they never have.
Who do they have? Brandon Woodruff?
Josh Lyles?
Josh Lyles?
No, I think he's on the Rangers now. Oh, Josh Lyles is our...
Yeah, I was like, what are you on about? Josh Lyles, by the way, Tyler, can sing. Oh. Fun fact.
Which Josh Lyles?
Our Josh Lyles. The man's a king. Play the guitar. You use those vocal cords, I'm telling you. But what one thing, we were talking about the Dodgers before. Did you see what happened with Joe Kelly today?
Yeah. I don't like Joe Kelly at all.
The dude broke a window while practicing a changeup. But he had a net that was like the size of his house.
And he missed.
He missed the biggest net I've ever seen.
I have no clue how he did that.
He got to get on fixing that, I guess.
Jordan Lyles.
Jordan. Yeah, okay, there you go. It's also a different way to spell Lyles.
Jordan Lyles has been in the league since 2011.
But who gets screwed the most in this realignment, do you think?
The Mets.
Yeah, probably.
I think the Mets could have had a run at the NL East.
Cardinals, Quinn. Too.
Eh.
I mean, they're basically in the same position as the Mets are.
I think the Cardinals had a better chance at winning their division than the Mets did.
Yeah, the NL Central is kind of a toss-up.
Yeah, but, like, the Mets were in... The Nationals won the World Series, but they did it out of the wild card position.
Yeah, and the Mets weren't winning the NL East, not over Atlanta.
No, but I think they could have made a run for a wild card.
Yeah, of course you would. You're the resident Mets fan.
Oh my God.
Which is a conversation that we've unfortunately lost forever.
No, well,
that's
here's the
true.
Thing. Here's the thing.
I think you need to clip that. You need
that's
to clip
why.
That.
That's why you didn't do the episode.
Here's the thing. The Mets were, what was it, a few games
out? The Mets were your favorite team.
Shut up and let me finish talking. The Mets were a few games out of a wild card position last year. And, I mean, they improved. Obviously, okay, well, losing Syndergaard hurts a lot.
Who did they sign?
They signed Porcello and Waka.
Oh.
And they'll have a full
season
of Stroman.
I'd be scared in what, like 2012?
Well, they'll have a full season of Stroman. When they got Stroman, they were lost. And they
kind of right the ship, yeah.
Yeah. So they'll have
always right the ship too late.
Yeah, they start off great, then they panter out, and then they go for a burst and then just miss. They do it every year.
It's really funny.
It's just you like, and every year, the fans get their hopes up, and then you're like, I'm not buying it, and then it doesn't happen. Let me tell you something. Next year, if the Mets are not going after Mookie, I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, wait. So they have Conforto. McNeil can play left. They have Brandon Nimmo in center.
Cespedes
is still them.
Okay, who would you rather be playing for you?
Well, they
first
have
all,
an obligation
McNeil
to pay
play
Cespedes.
Third, because who's playing third for them? So McNeil could play third.
But they have Jed Lowry.
Jed Lowry is hardly existent anymore.
He's still there.
Yeah, but
JD Davis, can't forget about him. He was their second best hitter last year.
And doesn't he play third? McNeil plays short. I mean, second.
Well, no, Cano plays second for them. And then Rosario's short.
Rosario plays short, so then McNeil plays left.
Yeah, McNeil can play left. But, again...
Cespedes has got to go to an AL team.
Cespedes so can go, or, I mean,
yeah,
I'm playing Mookie over Nimmo.
I have a take.
Go ahead.
I think Cespedes is going to go to the Mariners when he's done with the Mets.
Why?
because it's just who's DHing for them right now.
Well, who's playing anywhere for them
now? That's where Nelson Cruz went to DH.
That's where Nelson Cruz went. That's where Cano went, even though he could actually play for a while.
Well, Cano went there.
That's when Encarnacion went.
To push.
Yep.
I think Cespedes
Encarnacion
is going to the Mariners.
Encarnacion got traded there.
I think that's a great call, Nick.
When in doubt, I always say the Blue Jays.
But the Blue Jays, didn't you just say that the Blue Jays were going to be like better? Oh no, you didn't. Tim
well,
did.
No, but I do think they're going to be better than they were. I think
I don't.
Bo Bichette, I feel like I have to hate the guy. I love Bo Bichette.
I like Kevin Biggio more. I don't know why.
I like Vladito.
I'm not a Vlad like guy.
Him. But speaking of DHs,
Vlad.
If this happens, this realignment for this season,
they have to do
the. And I think that it'll stick for 2021.
Yeah, oh yeah. If they do it, it'll stick forever.
I hope they do.
The Blue Jays depth chart for DH is Rowdy Tellez, Teoscar Hernandez, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and Travis Shaw.
Rowdy Tellez is pretty good.
Cespedes.
Rowdy.
Tellez is going to be... He's better than Cespedes. They're not going to take out Tellez just to fit in that dude.
Well,
he plays first, though, doesn't he?
Cespedes
Travis
comes
Shaw
with that contract,
awful.
Too.
Remember when Travis Shaw was good?
Yeah, for a second.
They have this website. It was BlueJays.com. They have Travis Shaw playing first over Tellez, so that's probably why Tellez is first for DH.
Yeah, but
well, I don't think
would,
Tellez is a good
I don't
defender.
Think Shaw's
good.
Well, not.
Travis Shaw's just bad.
Well,
but either way,
you got to fill up a whole lineup.
That's my take. Cespedes to the Mariners when his contract with the Mets is up.
I think when his contract's up, he might retire.
That's a possibility.
When's his contract up? 2 more years?
Isn't it, I think so.
Dude's injured all the time. I don't.
That was my take when he got signed in the first place. He is going to be a bust. I had it. No one believed me.
Well, when
right.
they first re-signed them, I was like, okay, that's a good decision. And then they re-signed him to that huge deal. And I was
that's
like,
what
are
about.
They thinking?
The contract extension or re-signing him, whatever
I
it was.
I think he opted out and then they re-signed him. That was
yeah, he did.
The dumbest decision they made in a long time.
4-year contract in December 2016. So that would be done now at the end of this season, but he
no, that'd be done after 2021.
Yes.
So
what did he do?
He got injured. He had one good year,
no,
I think after
but
that.
Didn't he just opt out and re-sign another thing?
No, they restructured his contract. So
okay.
He's getting less money than he would have.
But so he's still a free agent after next season.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Now,
either way, he's done.
One thing I was thinking about the other day, I was watching Inside the Park home runs, just like a compilation of them. And 2 of them were at the fault of Jacoby Ellsbury. And I was thinking about, I wonder what Ellsbury's doing. What do you think he's up to?
He probably got Corona, which is Jesus. Not funny.
I mean, with his luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, like, you think he'll
sign anywhere? What is he up to? Were you getting it somewhere, Austin? Was he actually doing anything? Or?
No, I'm just wondering.
Oh, I don't really care about Jacoby Ellsbury. I hope he's doing well and all, but I'm happy he's not a Yankee anymore.
I wish he got healthy.
See, I wish he never got hurt.
Yeah.
I liked him so much. Even when he wasn't doing great for us, I still liked him.
But if he didn't get hurt, we wouldn't have Aaron Hicks. But we have neither right now.
I was going to say,
sucks.
Bro,
we don't have
Aaron
Hicks,
anyway. Except for that home run he hit against Minnesota?
Well, he hit one against Houston when
he
I was there.
Oh, he hit the Houston one. That one was awesome.
Wait, was Aaron Hicks or Ellsbury we talking about? Aaron Hicks. I was right behind that foul pole, and it hit the foul pole, and I exploded. And that
I love the way Hicks pimps home runs.
Oh, my gosh. He's one of the best.
When he's batting lefty,
yeah,
he just drops
unreal.
The bat.
I am more of a bat drop guy than a bat flip guy.
So am I.
Like, Cano did it perfectly.
Because his swing is perfect.
A bat throw, which I'm all in on the bat throw, which I don't
like
think
Tim
should
Anderson?
Be lumped in. Yes, I don't want to lump that into the bat drop.
No.
There's bat drop,
a bat
flip,
throw is nice
and
too.
Throw. Jose Bautista, that's a bat throw.
That's, yeah.
A throw.
I mean, technically it flipped while in the air, but like, yeah, it was more of
but
a throw.
But he threw it.
He threw it.
You know what the Hicks home run reminds me of is the is Ken Griffey Jr.'s pimp.
Ooh.
The way he
I could see that.
The way he kind of leans back on it.
Yeah.
And looks at it. Yeah.
You know who had a home run pimp that I loved was Didi.
Derek Dietrich. Oh.
Dietrich too. But Didi's when he was in that cold streak and then he hit a grand slam.
I think I was there for that.
No, that was a postseason game.
I'm very wrong then. I was at a grand slam that I can't remember. I think it was Didi though.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings before the Sabres home opener. No, not Buffalo Wild Wings. The 716 bar. And my friend wasn't there yet. I was meeting him there. And the whole restaurant erupted. It was awesome.
Gosh, I miss FaZe. But that last game I ever went to was the ALCS Game 5. Unreal. Tickets were only like, I think I paid $80. And I was sitting right behind the foul pole. Because I guess
sick.
People just didn't want to pay to see them lose, I guess. Because if they lost, it was over. So I didn't even plan on it. Like, I got home from work. I was walking the dog. And I was like, you know what? For kicks and giggles, let me look at the ticket prices. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy this. And then I'm going to bring the dog in. And then I'm going to drive there. Oh, it was the best.
I miss baseball so much.
So do I.
Speaking of missing baseball, why do you miss it? What do you love about it?
Well, that was a nice transition. Maybe if you didn't sound like trash, it would have worked better.
I was thinking about making that transition, but once Tim said it, I was like, oh, he got it.
And also, last time I made a transition, Austin said, absolutely not, and we didn't go to what I wanted to talk about for like 55 minutes.
But we're here now.
Obviously the bat flips are one thing that I miss dearly. I love
is
a solid
top
bat
five
flip.
Though.
Is it top five? Hell yeah!
I have my top five.
Is that your number one pick though? Because we're drafting.
What do you mean we're drafting? We're making a team. Like, oh, we're just drafting five of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about going to the experience or like watching?
Anything about baseball, just completely broadly.
Okay. I love standing in the bleachers and doing the roll call.
Okay. I'll cross out being at the game. Does that count as being at a game?
Well, technically it's the roll call.
Yeah, no, okay. Your number one thing.
You did the
roll call.
I love doing a roll call.
Nick?
My number one pick, I'm going to take the crack of the baseball bat when it hits the barrel just right.
All right.
Just be crack of the bat. That'll be my number one pick.
This one may be hard to explain, but I like the idea that I could technically be a baseball player. Like, having a dream of being in the MLB and, like, watching baseball makes me remember that dream.
That's nice. Oh,
Jesus, Austin! It just makes me feel more connected to it, you know, because I wanted to be one, and I did play baseball.
And you failed. Is that what you're saying? Is you're
my God, man? Come on! I completely understand that, Tim.
I'm thoroughly confused by that statement.
Connection slash dream of being a player.
Austin, what's your number two pick?
Or
are we doing Snake? Does Tim go again?
Oh, there, I'm going to go again. This one's a big one. Having a game every day.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous.
I'm going to put 162 games.
That's gorgeous. Awesome.
Every day you get to watch a game. And for me, I get to watch two a day, pretty much. It's awesome.
All right. So my number two pick is outfielders gunning people out at home.
Oh,
it's the best thing. I've been watching outfield throws the last, like, week. It's amazing.
Okay, can we talk about how Ichiro had a freaking cannon?
Can we talk about how Joey Callow had a cannon and I didn't even know?
But he's powerful, like, at the plate. Like, Ichiro...
I mean, you can have arm strength and just be a contact guy.
I guess. Yeah, Ichiro usually just slap the ball. And
but, like, that's all he had to do.
Yeah, because he's the best hitter ever. He figured out hitting.
Whoa. I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't have
best
to.
Best hitter ever?
Best hitter
ever. I have him at number two. I got Pete Rose number one.
He would have had more hits than Pete Rose would have.
He didn't.
If he came in the league sooner. But he spent all those years in Japan.
Well, Pete Rose played way longer than he should have. People actually do not like Pete Rose for that.
All right. So it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
This is your number two pick.
I like closer entrances.
Because we have the best one. We've had the best one twice.
Aroldis Chapman's walk-in is insane. It's gorgeous. I love it so much. The song. You've never seen it?
Not live.
Oh, we gotta go.
It's a sight to behold, whatever that expression is.
It's gorgeous.
Sight to see. My favorite thing about that is whenever I go to Mets games with my boys, because they're like $3.
I do the same.
Whenever Jerry's Familia comes in, everyone gets mad hype, except for my friend, because he's scared that he's going to blow the game.
I don't blame him. I never understood why people liked Familia.
Did they get him just last year, right?
Well, they had
Edwin Diaz.
Obviously.
They just got Edwin Diaz for 2019, right?
But they also got Familia back in 2019.
Yeah, but I'm
talking
about
2018.
Instead of signing
Alavino, so.
In 2018, they're like up by like 2 in the ninth or something. I don't remember. But Familia comes in. Everyone's screaming. They're so hyped. My friend is like, no, this is bad. I do not want to see him. And what does he do? He blows the save. It's amazing. It happens like every time.
He's not great.
No, he's not.
He went to the A's and he was okay with the A's, but he wasn't their closer.
Maybe he just should be the eighth inning guy.
How funny would it be? You know, I was thinking about like all these people, if the season doesn't happen at all these people on prove-it deals, like what are they going to do? So like, does Betances ever play a game for
does
the Mets?
Mookie Betts play a game for the Dodgers?
Yeah, but that's not a prove-it deal. I'm talking like just like prove-it, like Didi is a prove-it deal. Betances is a prove-it deal. Marcell Ozuna with the Braves is a prove-it deal. There's all these prove-it deals that happen this year, and...
Trevor Bauer, do you consider that a prove-it deal?
No.
Yeah, like, does Josh Donaldson become the face of Minnesota if last season was canceled?
Ooh.
No.
No, it doesn't. But, like, now, next offseason, if this season gets canceled, next offseason is going to be the biggest offseason ever.
I saw a tweet that said, Yankees second baseman DJ LeMahieu could headline second baseman free agents next offseason. No.
No, we need
not
to
happening.
Resign him. We need
sign to sign him for life. Keep that man forever. Never draft another second baseman again. He is second baseman till he retires. I hope.
And then when he retires, what we'll do is we'll just move Glaber back to second, and then we'll re-sign we'll sign Fernando Tatis Jr. and we'll just slot him in short.
All right, Austin.
What?
You're up again.
I am up again? Okay. Wait, what did you say?
Yep.
What was your thing?
Wait, what?
Austin has roll call and closer entrances. Nick has the crack of the bat. And
no, I said closer entrances. It's your turn, Nick.
It is
No,
my
you
turn.
Get two, Austin. No, Nick, Austin gets two because it's Snake.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Oh, wait, I do get two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't understand Snake drafts.
At the next round, Tim gets two. Then you get two.
Let's see. I love... Everyone likes the home run, right? But I love a clutch double.
You know what that reminds me of?
That tweet.
No. I don't know what tweet you're talking about.
What does it remind you
of? Didn't we saw that tweet about... Okay.
But it reminds me of Gary Sanchez in... Game 5 against the Astros in 2017 when he hits like the bases clearing double or something to take the lead.
Yes.
After that whole rally to come back from like 4-0 down.
Yeah, with Todd Frazier. Oh, I miss Todd Frazier. Oh, and Chase Headley.
I don't really.
When Chase Headley fell.
Oh, when he
Oh, and he still made it. Oh my god.
I thought he was out for so long. I was like, "No." That sucks.
That's another guy I miss.
I do not miss Chase Headley one bit.
I love Chase Headley.
That was a big Chase Headley guy.
I was not.
So it's your turn, Nick.
Number three, I'm taking when we finally get to watch bullpens at spring training and you get to hear the pitches hit the glove again. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful sound.
Nick's a very auditory appreciator of baseball.
Oh, it's the best.
That's my last of my five. That's my last auditory pick of my five.
I think the only game that has better sounds than baseball is hockey.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, I like the sound of hockey too.
The skates and the sticks hitting the ice.
I mean,
those are probably more.
And the dings when it hits the post.
Those are the only two real, like, sounds. Two sound ish sports, you know?
The crack of the pads and football.
Yeah, there's that.
And there's obviously the sneakers.
And the swoosh.
Yeah, and basketball.
Oh, Tim, you know what sound I loved? This doesn't count to my picks. When you walk with your spikes out on concrete.
Oh.
Yeah. I did not like that.
I loved it.
You didn't
it.
Like that sound?
I loved it. No. I sound lived for that sound.
Is amazing. I don't like that sound. I actually always walked on the grass next to the sidewalk.
That's crazy to me. Rubber cleats on concrete?
Rubber cleats at all?
Gorgeous.
Metal spikes.
Wait, you walked with metal spikes on concrete?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
No, the other way around. The plastic ones wore down when you walked on concrete.
Sure I mean, they both wore down.
You ever get spiked by metal spikes?
No, sir.
Oh, beautiful feeling. I recommend
it. I was an outfielder. I never got spiked.
I never got spiked.
I
did spike a couple people.
Guy sliding in a second. Slid through the bag and stepped on my ankle.
Pulled a Chase Utley.
Well, no, he slid through it and I was on like the other side. He didn't go out of his way to spike me. I shouldn't even have been standing where I was standing, if I'm being honest.
I actually didn't know what spiking was really in eighth grade. And I spiked someone at second base when I stole, and then the inning ended, and I went back into the dugout. They're like, "Yo, nice job." I'm like, "What?" They're like, "You spiked them." I'm like, "What does that mean?" I was like getting praise for spiking them. I didn't even know what I did.
They congratulated you for spiking him?
Yes, because that's like a strategic thing at second base.
What position did you play
in? That's a dirty team.
Outfield and first.
Solid.
I got two.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm going to say keeping score at a game. Again, that kind of relates to being connected to the game. And then I'm going out, but very specifically, I like scoring a rundown.
But you bring
do you
a
like,
score
do you like shading it in?
Well, yeah, I keep score at every game I go to. I have the scorebook for every professional game or MLB game I've been at. So keeping score, and then I'm going to say the accessibility of, or I'm just going to say baseball stats in general.
I love baseball stats.
They're very different than other stats. They tell more of a story.
All right, so it's your turn, Nick.
I like diving stops at third base. The third baseman showing off their arms.
Mm-hmm.
Gun the runner first. It's very nice.
Austin, you have your last two.
I like throwing out stolen bases, getting caught stealing. I love a cannon behind the plate. And
we have a great one at that.
We do. And I guess I could say, because no one else has said it, I like bat flips.
Solid.
It is. It is solid. Alex Rodriguez had underrated bat flips.
I would say so. Yeah. No one really talked about him.
We're talking about beautiful swings. He's got to be up there.
Oh, yeah. Easy. So, this is my last pick, right? And then Tim gets two.
I got one.
Oh, yeah. So, my, I'm stuck between two. I'm going to go with, diving catches from outfielders. That's something I really love to watch. And the thing that I was stuck by, but is not my last pick, was 6-4-3 double plays.
Those are nice.
But, yeah. That's not part of my five, and my five is done. So, Tim.
All right, I'm gonna round it out with hat logos.
They're just hats and they're beautiful, aren't they?
Well, those still exist.
What?
Like, if we're talking about missing the game, like, that's not missing. That's still there.
I was saying my top five favorite things.
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, what we were missing right now. Well, whatever. I just completely misunderstand the whole thing.
I think that you're...
Your stuff still applies.
Yeah,
everyone's deals.
Although, we didn't get to see... actually, we did kind of. We did get to hear the first spring training pitches.
Oh, yeah, we got...
some of Garrett Cole's. We didn't get a lot of them, but we got some.
I love how, like, right when it was about to start is when it closed down.
Is that better or worse, though, than having, like, opening day?
I would have much rather have gone to opening day.
Yeah, because you were actually going.
I was going. I had a ticket to Baltimore, which I've still yet to get a refund on. I had a ticket to Baltimore, and I was so excited. I was going to my aunt's house. I was going to get wasted, and it just didn't happen. Then it got canceled.
Things you hate to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it would suck more for the non-attending fan if we had one game.
That's where I get my calendar every year, is at the calendar giveaway, so I don't have a calendar right now.
That must be debilitating.
It is. I don't know what day it is.
First world problems.
I'm a big calendar guy. I like to write goals by, like, certain dates.
And then you get to look at your
And then when it gets to that day, I could see that there's another goal that I never passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll post our things and see who has the best list.
Could you update us, Tim, on the brackets?
Yes, I can. Unfortunately, it's been pretty chalk so far, but there was a very exciting...
We're good at what we're doing.
Yeah, we did make a good list. I wonder if things would have been flipped if we gave different rankings.
100%.
All right, so the final four for 1900 to 1960 was Babe Ruth and Yogi Berra and Lou Gehrig versus Mickey Mantle. Babe Ruth beat Yogi Berra 64-36.
I was actually shocked by that.
Big beat.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Yogi.
I voted for Yogi.
Yeah, I thought it was closer.
This one, I had to give multiple reminders to our followers to vote because it was tied with less than an hour to go and then 5 minutes left. Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle was tied with 4 minutes left, and someone, the 50th vote, made the decision in favor of Lou Gehrig. So whoever voted around 11:25 today, you are the reason Lou Gehrig is moving on to play Babe Ruth in the Most Beloved. And then over in the present-day bracket, the final four is Derek Jeter versus Thurman Munson and Don Mattingly versus Mariano Rivera. Derek Jeter is currently thoroughly beating Thurman Munson. And guess who's winning? Rivera, Mattingly.
Rivera.
Yeah, Rivera's killing Mattingly.
Oof.
So maybe we should have put Rivera's 2, not 3. But, alas. So that means it's going to be... What does that mean?
Gehrig as of right now.
And it looks like it's going to be Rivera and Jeter. And they're going to see who will go on to be the ultimate beloved Yankee, which I'm guessing will be Jeter.
Whew. That's a great bracket, wasn't it, guys?
It was. We're good at what we do.
We are good at what we do. I like to think that.
So, next episode, we have Onward as our movie review. And if some other news comes down, we'll talk about that.
Ooh, I got a quick thing that I forgot to bring up before.
Go ahead.
Regarding the Arizona plan, the Arizona-Florida plan, Mike Trout is not the biggest fan of the division realignment, but not so much because of the actual divisions, but he just thinks that there's some red flags with coming back so quickly. Because this would be in what, May? Late May? Early June?
Yeah.
And he... Another big thing for him is his wife is pregnant. And if he goes to play baseball, he would be leaving the sort of self-quarantine that him and his wife are in, and he could potentially miss the birth of his first child with his wife. Which would suck for him.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be something that only happens if it's completely safe. And also, it's going to be up to the players. I've heard rumors about 40-man rosters and having no minor leagues this year. So if Mike Trout decides not to play, there will be people available to play instead of Mike Trout. But
if that would crush the Angels.
Pretty tough. Yeah, that would stink. What if the year he doesn't play, they make the playoffs?
Don't you even dare. Oof,
that would...
Well, could he come back for the playoffs?
True. Yeah. Yes.
But then he'd be going a whole year without playing and just going straight into playoffs.
Yeah.
I think if anyone would be fine from doing that, it'd be Mike Trout.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Go Bills.
Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor, the money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision, jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world.